previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
There's mounting evidence that shady imports of cheap Chinese tyres are behind Goodyear's decision to close its plant in Khayelitsha. South Africa's International Trade Administration Commissioner, Ayabonga Kawe, writing in his personal capacity in Business Day, explains that the Chinese tyre exporters have grown market share in Europe very rapidly. They now account for a third of all sales in the EU. In response, the European authorities imposed anti-dumping duties in 2018 and again in 2023. And similarly, in South Africa, Kawe says that with price undercutting proven in a 2023 investigation, his organization, ITAC, imposed anti-dumping duties on a long list of Chinese products. However, and here's where it gets dodgy, the South African Tire Manufacturers Conference has lodged a new application in which they say these measures are being circumvented, with some of the affected Chinese exporters operating through fronts in places like Cambodia, Thailand and Vietnam rather than China. Kawe says ITAC has petitioned SARS to levy provisional duties on imports from those countries while it investigates. Sadly, it's unlikely that anything will happen quickly or effectively enough to persuade Goodyear to change its decision on Khayelitsha. Plans are afoot to launch the African Credit Rating Agency in September this year. This is a continental initiative to provide alternative assessments of repayment risks. Many African governments, the African Union, and the African Peer Review Mechanism have long been critical of ratings handed out by the big three, Fitch, S&P, and Moody's. They hold that the three are biased against Africa, and the result is much higher debt costs for governments on this continent. It's a view shared by Standard Bank Group CEO Sim Tshabalala. He told an investment conference in Saudi Arabia yesterday that subjective risk assessments by the ratings companies had resulted in $75 billion worth of added costs and foregone revenue for African countries. On the markets, the JSE ended last evening just above flat. That's both the All Share and Top 40. London's FTSE just beneath. On Wall Street, the Dow closed flat, the S&P 500 up 0.1%, the Nasdaq up 0.3%. Far Eastern markets this morning are mildly positive on news that the US-China trade talks in London will go into a second day. Donald Trump says he's had good reports about the talks, but there are no further details. Tokyo this morning up 1%, Hong Kong up 0.2%, Sydney up 0.8%. US dollar steady at 114 to the euro, the rand 17.72 to the dollar, 20.21 to the euro, 24.01 to sterling. Gold at 3,309, platinum 12.21, Bitcoin just under 109,500, and Brent crude oil just under $76.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.